Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo! What's up, and welcome back to another episode of the Degenerate Derek Podcast, Season 4, Episode 2. This is the beginning of our regular scheduled week where we will have episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. All right, again, if you're new, Fridays is the pick show. That's going to be the biggest show of the week. That'll probably, honestly, be the shortest show of the week. Monday, we recap what happened over the weekend, and then Wednesday, we give you a midweek update on maybe what we're feeling, maybe what we're feeling, and also that'll probably be the week that I have guests on is Wednesday. So now we're kind of getting into, we're going to settle into a sense of normalcy, if you will. Opening week, week one. Obviously, if you listen to my previous podcast, which hopefully I have some returning people because I got to give a giant thank you to everybody. Friday was by far my most downloaded podcast that I have ever had. And I went 2-3 on that podcast. That's just a tough look. Tough look, not my best showing, but it was week one, okay? I tried to warn you guys, week one can, it's interesting, right? It's just like you don't know. It's funny because you have all these preseason ideas of what teams are going to be, but you really don't know until, honestly, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 games have passed on what these teams are kind of look like. So you got to be, you know, you got to bet smart, which I did. I didn't go crazy. I mean, I lost this weekend, but I didn't blow a bunch of money because my betting was not crazy because it's week one. You don't know what the hell is going to happen. So don't be a dumbass. Before I get into anything, though, I need to give a big shout out to my sponsor, Diamonds Direct. Check them out, diamondsdirect.com. Right now, you can get 5 years with zero interest on any purchase in the store. So thank you to them. Appreciate them. Diamonds Direct, again, 5 years, zero interest on any payment or any purchase in their building. Check them out, diamondsdirect.com. Big sponsor, Degenerate Derek Podcast. All right, let's get into it, okay? I'm going to go over my winners and my losers. I'm going to do a recap of the weekend. All right, I'm not going to run for it. Then, of course, as you can imagine, I got a ton of messages that I want to get to. Mostly hate, because that's what you guys do, but some good ones as well. I also got a contest I'm going to throw out, and then we'll do a little Monday Night Football preview, okay? And that'll be kind of how Monday's podcast episodes go. So let's just get into it. I'm not running from it. Let's check in and see how I did this weekend, even though I just told you I went 2-3, but let's check in.
Number 5.
All right, so my 5th pick, this is the pick that I was least confident in. Again, I go 5 down to 1. That's my rating system, okay? So 5th pick, this was a pick that I had the least amount of confidence in. It was the Falcons. God, that's tough. I had the Falcons -3.5 against the Eagles. I really thought that the Eagles were going to be shit. And I can't really tell, right, if the Eagles are shit or if the Falcons are shit, right? Obviously, the Eagles rolled, but it's like, are the Eagles good? And I think the Falcons are just really bad. I mean, they looked incompetent the entire game. I watched this entire game. And the Eagles just beat the shit out of the Falcons. It was not even close. It sucked. It was tough early L to take, especially just because it was so wrong. What was the final score? Final score in that game was 32-6. So I was not even remotely close in that game. So that was a tough way to start the week. Let's move on. Let's get the hell off that game. That's a big old... All right.
Number 4.
This pick I had a little bit more confidence in. I actually felt good about this pick. It was the Patriots -2.5 taking on the Dolphins. I thought that Bill Belichick would want to set the tone for how the year went, which I'm sure he did. Patriots didn't look awful. Dolphins are not a bad team. I thought the Patriots would win. You know, I thought they'd win by, I don't know, a touchdown maybe. So I thought -2.5. This is easy money right here. This one stung. This loss might have stung more than any of the others, honestly, just because I had high hopes for this. And the fact that how the Patriots lost, they had some crucial fumbles that cost them the game. They had a chance, but they end up losing by 1, 17-16. And you hate to see a Patriots team lose by little critical errors, by fumbles, because it's like you don't feel like that's the Patriots' way. So, I don't know. That one was tough, but that was another big old, yep, big old L. All right, next game.
Number 3.
Finally, a winner. I had the Browns +6 against the Chiefs. It wasn't necessarily the easiest of games because the Chiefs, you know, at any time they could turn it on, just score a bunch of points. And they turned it on late. And they actually had potential to kick a field goal there at the end of the game to cover the 7. But luckily that never materialized. And they had to end up punting and giving the ball back to the Browns. And then Baker threw a late interception, and the Chiefs just ran out the clock. So the Browns, though, they were in control of most of this game. I mean, they came out firing. They came out, scored a touchdown, I believe, on their first drive, went for 2, was up 8-0. I think they scored like 3 first-half touchdowns. I mean, the Browns looked awesome. But the Chiefs, I mean, that's just what they can do. They could put up points on you in a hurry. I remember it was, I think the Browns went up maybe by 2 scores late. And then the Chiefs just answered on like 1 play, giant, huge touchdown to Tyreek Hill. I mean, that's just how quickly the Chiefs can score. That's why they are dangerous each and every week. But the Chiefs start out 0-1 when it comes to against the spread because they did not cover that game. I had the Browns +6. Chiefs end up winning. What was the final on that one? That one was 33-29. So finally, I got a winner on the board. Let's go.
Number 2.
My second pick, this was, okay, so I told you that this was almost my most confident pick, and it should have been. I had the Texans +3 against the Jags. I told you this was a principal game for me. This was, Jags had a rookie head coach with Urban Meyer. They had a rookie quarterback, and there was no reason why they should be 3-point favorites against a division rival on the road, even if it was the Texans. And the Texans beat the shit out of the Jags. I didn't think they beat them that bad, all right? I thought the game would probably be close. Maybe the Jags win by 1 or 2, but I thought the Texans would win that game. And I thought getting 3 points was a steal, and it was, because the Texans just, I mean, they beat the brakes off the Jags. It was 37-21. Welcome to the NFL, Urban Meyer. All right, so I finally, 2 games in a row. Let's go.
Number 1.
And my #1, my most confident play of the weekend was the Vikings -3 against the Bengals. And even though they had a chance to possibly come out of there with a push, this game ended up going into overtime, which I was shocked that it even made it that far. I thought the Bengals, you know, they kind of were handling business this entire time. Joe Burrow looked way better than I thought. I got duped by the preseason noise of, so I followed the Bengals a lot in the preseason for some reason, and I read a lot of stories about how Joe Burrow was just like having trouble seeing the field, and the injury may have had more of an effect on him than people realized. And I just thought Joe Burrow was going to be a head case, especially to start the year. But he looked a lot better than I thought. He had a big touchdown to Ja'Marr Chase. Shout out to him because he was in the news right before or last week about not being able to catch the ball because he couldn't see it, and the ball was so much bigger than the ball in college, and yada, yada, yada. He shuts everybody up by catching a huge touchdown. The Bengals shut everybody up by getting, you know, a nice home victory to start the season. It's tough. I hate losing the pick that I had the most confidence in, but that's what happened. That's what happened. Vikings -3 ends up being a loser, and I start the season a loser at 2-3. All right, that's not the worst result ever. I mean, it could have been worse. It could have been 1-4. It could have been 0-5. Because I've done all that. I've went 0-5 on this podcast. I've went 1-4. I've went 2-0, all of it. I went 5-0. And I wish that I wouldn't have gone 2-3 on my most downloaded episode ever, because, you know, the chances that I've lost a ton of audience just by being a loser is huge, and that sucks. But whatever. I probably won't be able to gain them back because I had a lot of momentum going into the season, and they're probably just like done with me. But if you stick with me, I appreciate you. I will bounce back. I always do, every single time. I usually don't start out strong. It's hard to start out strong week one. It really is. I mean, I'm sure there's some people that had great weekends. I was not one of them. But I bet week two will be different. God, I hope so. I bet week two will be different. All right, but that's the recap of how my weekend went. 2-3, not the best, not the worst, but definitely should have been better. Let's get into some messages that I received. Because, of course, I had a losing week, so my inbox was just slammed. And it's just funny how that works. I talked about it last time, about how when I'm good and I'm going, the downloads, you know, they'll be the same whether I'm losing or I'm winning throughout the season. It really, that doesn't fluctuate too much. But it's just funny, my inbox does fluctuate. Like when I'm hot, it's my inbox, it's not necessarily dry, but it's not like when I'm losing, that's for sure. Because like people, the morning games, like the early games weren't even finished yet and messages were already flooding in. And I love it. Thank you so much. All right, first message, Caleb. He says, first time I listen to your podcast and you've lost me forever. I'm not going to waste my time listening to a fatty give out losing picks. Peace. I mean, what can I do? He won't hear this, so it really doesn't matter, Caleb. That sucks, bro. That sucks that you're so judgmental. You're such a judgmental dickhead off of week one. Like, give me a break. Technically, the season hasn't even really started yet, okay? I'm used to a 16-game season. And how many games are left in the season? 16. So when you think about it, this was kind of like a preseason. So you're judging me based on preseason. And that's a dickhead move, Caleb. But you won't hear this again because I've lost you forever. Boo-hoo. Next message. From a guy that calls himself Slater. Been listening to this pod from the start. Been gambling on football forever, and I love how honest you are, win or lose. Tough start to the season, but I know you will get it turned around. Okay, see, that's the end of the message. God bless you, Slater. You're the man. Love your Twitter name. I doubt that's obviously your real name, but I usually don't read messages like that because they're boring. I get messages like that, though, all the time, and I did want to point that out. Because people often tell me, like, you only read the negative stuff. Yeah, because, I mean, unfortunately, people love the negativity. Like, that's what draws. They don't want to hear a podcast with a bunch of nice, wholesome messages in it. And I don't blame them for that either. But thank you, Slater, for the kind words. I will get it turned around. You know this for a fact because you've been listening from the start. Next message. Let's go to Katie. Katie said, you fucking suck. I would never fuck you. You're gross and you don't know football. All right, Katie, I don't know why you had to bring sex into it, all right? I'm sure you're gross too. Actually, let me click. Okay, you're not gross. That sucks. I wish you were gross, but you're not. So that's tough. That's a tough look for me right there, but, you know, it is what it is. Next message from Katie's husband. Okay, so, all right, I know what's going on here. Katie's husband said, you fucking suck, you're gross, and don't know football, 2-3 like a loser. So here's what I hope. I hope that Katie's husband actually was on Katie's account and then sent that message. Because Katie, by looking at her, doesn't seem like she would send me that kind of message, so I'm guessing it was Katie. I'm hoping it was Katie's husband, but I appreciate to, you know, the Katie family out there. That's really nice for you both to send me a message. Next one. Ray, so what are you going to do now that your podcast sucks? Well, I'm going to keep doing it. I mean, I don't think it sucks. I went 2-3. It was week one. Like, for fuck's sake. Like, give me a break. Week one, I went 2-3, okay? I could have went 3-2. I could have had a winning week. I could have went 1-4. I went 2-3, all right? It's just week one. It's week one. Let's relax. And I don't know what you mean by, so what are you going to do now that your podcast sucks? I mean, I still have a day job, all right? I still work for the Billy Madison Show. This is just something I do for, because I like it, all right? I wanted to do a little podcast talking about gambling. I mean, it's not that serious, all right? Jeez, Ray. Next one. Kelly, who's a guy, by the way. Don't quit your day job. Have you ever had a winning week? Well, Kelly, who's a guy... I didn't quit my day job. I will never quit my day job. I have no interest in making this my day job at all. So do not, you know, misunderstand that. And yes, I've had some winning seasons, not just winning weeks. But give me a break. Have you ever had a winning? Of course I've had a winning week. What a bunch of douchebags. All right, next one. I told you, a lot of messages. Loco Larry. Hey, man, tough week one. I heard you mention you've been golfing a lot lately. You any better at that? to be honest, no, I'm not. I mean, I have my days out there, but overall, I would probably say my golf game and my ability to pick football winners is, you know, similar. Sometimes I'm hot, sometimes I'm not. Next one, Kyle. He said, you should talk a little bit about how much money you bet. Maybe not specific numbers, but just an idea of your strategy. Oh, this is actually a great message. So, my standard bet to start the season, I start over every season with a bankroll. I have like, you know, $1,000 that I set aside to start my bankroll. And each game, I bet usually 110 to 100. Sometimes it's like 115, 120, whatever. Standard bet is 110 to 100. That is, so a $100 bet per game is what I start out with. Now, what I do personally, and this isn't what like professional people, but you want to know my strategy is I try to build up my bankroll throughout, now it'll be 18 weeks of the season, betting $100 a game. And then when I get to the playoffs, hopefully I have built up my bankroll. What I did last year was I built it up enough to where it was like, I don't know, I had won like $2,700, $2,800 throughout the year, right? And then I took that and I started betting like $400 and $500 a game in the playoffs, and that's how I was able to win so much money last year. That's just kind of how I've always done it. Professional gamblers would tell you, you know, just bet the same amount and try and grind it out. I'm not trying to be a professional like handicapper. I'm not trying to, you know, do this to make a living. It's not like, it's just gambling to me. And so when I build up a little bit of a bankroll, that's when I increase my bets, when I feel like I'm really feeling it. But I've also done that and I've lost my whole bankroll like that. So you got to be really careful. But when you feel super confident in the game and you've put some winners together, I would say, you know, increase your bet if that's what you're trying to do. If you're trying to, you know, hit a lick, if you will, get some money. That's what I did last year. That's what I've done in previous years, but it goes both ways. Sometimes, you know, you can dwindle, you know, you take a couple losses when you built up your bankroll and you're betting $500 a game, $550 to win $500. Your bankroll can dwindle really quickly. So careful of that. Abel, next message. Great question though, Kyle. Hope that helped a little bit. Abel said, damn, Derek, gotta admit, I did not see that Texans pick hitting. Kudos. Yeah, a lot of people didn't. And even some people messaged me because I said my principle for betting on the Texans was, you know, I told you, rookie head coach, rookie quarterback, division rival on the road. There's no way you could take the Jags there. People were like, well, didn't that apply in the Patriots game with Mac Jones being a rookie? Well, no, because a lot of different factors there. Mac Jones, yes, he was a rookie. Rookie quarterbacks sometimes win in week one. That's not, you know, that's not a total science there. And the Patriots do not have a rookie head coach, and they weren't on the road. They were playing a division rival, but you see what I'm saying? Like, there was different factors. And because one guy tried to call me out, like, you know, for the reasons you took the Texans should have been the same reason you took the Dolphins. I completely disagree. I mean, I should have took the Dolphins because the Dolphins was a winner, but there was different things going into that Patriots game. They weren't the same. Next message, last one. Ty said, what is your take on the Browns versus Chiefs coaching staff incident? Okay, so I kind of feel how everybody feels about this incident, that, you know, I think the coach got away with one there. I don't think the coach should be putting his hands on a player at all like that. I mean, there's all these players around. So if you feel like, because the comment was, is that he was pushing him off because he was, you know, standing on a player's chest. Well, there's all these players around. Like, let them push him off if he really was. Because you got to think, like, when you're a coach and you shove an opposing player, like, of course he's going to shove you back. And then for him to get kicked out and for them not to be able to replay that and see that he got shoved first, I thought it was a misstep by the NFL. I mean, I know it looked bad, but it really wasn't that big of a deal. It's just football. But you got to, as a coach, man, you cannot put your hands on players on your team or the opposing team, but especially the opposing team in an aggressive manner. You can't shove an opposing team's player. Like, that's insanity right there. So, but I feel like most people have that opinion. There's not, you know, unless you're a Chiefs lover, there's not really a whole lot of people supporting the Chiefs on that one. Okay, but that's my messages. Again, you can hit me up, BMS_Derek. It's the same on Twitter and Instagram. If you want, if you don't have either and you want to email me, it's Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at kissrocks.com. That's my email. But again, Twitter or Instagram is probably an easy way to get a hold of me. And even if I don't, you know, follow you on Instagram, you can still message me. I check those messages as well. So appreciate all of that. Hopefully those messages keep rolling in all year because that is one of my favorite part. Even the people that talk shit, just because a lot of you are so dumb and you sound like idiots, but it is, some of them are funny. Okay, so before I move on, speaking of messages, though, I want to do a little bit of a contest this year. So I got to give a shout-out to Wendy's. They're going to be my title sponsor here in a few episodes. But they sent me a whole bunch of Wendy's gift cards to give away throughout the year. So I want to do a challenge where I'm going to pick, if you want in on this, I'm going to pick one person each and every week to battle me. You do 5 picks against the spread. I do 5 picks against the spread. If you win, you get the gift card. Now, here's the kicker. Let's say that we tie. We both go 2-3, or I beat you. All right? That gift card will then roll over to the next week. So, like, let's say I win for the first 4 weeks. That would be $100 in gift cards. And then I lose on the 5th week. That person would then get all 4 of those gift cards. So the more I win, the more the pot builds up. And then the winner of that obviously gets to cash out. So if you want in on that, if you, because I get a lot of people that are like, I can, you know, pick more winners than you, yada, yada, yada. I want to put that to the test. So each and every week, I'll pick one person. All you got to do is DM me and say you want in on the picks contest. I'll message you back if you're the person that I select. And then we'll go from there. So make sure you DM me if you went in on that, okay? And we will kick that off this week. So I will premiere that this Friday. Some other stuff to touch on before I get into Monday Night Football. Some of the best of the week. Obviously, I got to give a shout-out to Jameis Winston. Dude had like 40 yards passing and 5 touchdowns. It was absolutely insane. Saints beat the fucking shit out of the Packers. Listen, never play New Orleans following a hurricane. Because nothing seems to piss that team off more than Mother Nature. Saints, I mean, they beat them so bad that the Packers put in Jordan Love. That's how bad the Saints were winning. That was crazy. Upset of the weekend. Had to be the Bills losing to the Steelers, right? A lot of Bills hype heading into this year. And their offense just, I mean, they didn't necessarily, if you look at their stat line, they didn't totally lay a dud, but they didn't score. And they were 6.5-point favorites, and they lost outright at home to a Steelers team that had a lot of question marks. But the Steelers, I mean, they played, you know, a typical ugly Steelers game and were able to come out of there with a victory. So, you know, shout out to them. Tough look if you're Buffalo. Some would argue, too, that Cardinals beating the Titans was a pretty big upset. But the Bills were, I mean, they were supposed to demolish the Steelers. And the Cardinals, they were only 3-point dogs. So, I mean, the way the Cardinals beat the Titans, yeah, it was a little shocking, but, you know, it wasn't. It wasn't no Steelers beating the Bills, especially when a lot of people have Bills going to the Super Bowl this year. And lastly here, a little fun fact about the betting weekend. Underdogs, they covered 10 games this weekend. They covered 10. Favorites only covered 4. There was one push with the Jets and the Panthers. That number was on 5, and that landed right on 5. But 10 underdogs over the weekend covered. So just something to pay attention to. Maybe the favorites get it together this weekend. But obviously the favorites were a little too heavily favored this weekend. So 10 underdogs. Got to love to see that. Love to see the underdogs win. Oh, and public versus sharps split right down the middle, 50-50. So what that means is that, like, if over, like, 50-some percent of the money is on one team, people call that, like, public. A lot of times they're like, oh, the public's on this team because all the bets are coming in on, you know, everybody's betting this team. And that was right down the middle of 50-50. So nothing, you know, of note there, if you will, but we'll pay attention to that as the season goes on. Sunday Night Football, not a lot to comment there. Nothing worse. I feel like Sunday Night Football should have the ability to flex all season. You know how, like, later on in the season, Sunday Night Football, they'll kick a game out and they'll bring a game in that, like, means something, has, like, playoff implications? I feel like they should be able to do that literally all year, because there's no reason that week one Sunday Night Football should have been Rams versus Bears with a 7.5-point, you know, line in that game. Rams, it looked okay, I guess, in the first half. I think the Rams went in, like, up 13-7 or something like that. But then they just turned it on, ended up beating them 34-14. Wasn't even close. Didn't feel like it was going to be close at all, especially with Andy Dalton back there as quarterback. So that's just something that I wish Sunday night could – I wish they could do the flex game all year, like I really do. I wish they had that ability, because there's nothing worse. There's nothing that makes Monday morning get here quicker than a shitty Sunday night football game. Nothing. But that's just my thoughts on that. Rams look – I don't know. They don't look that impressive. Bears look – I don't know if they look that bad. I mean – They got it together on defense a little bit, but I just think that, you know, when you have Andy Dalton as your quarterback, it's just, it's tough for you as a team. They're going to have to move on to Justin Fields sooner rather than later, I think. All right, let's move on. Let's check out what we got tonight. Got a little Monday Night Football going on. Should be a fun one. You got the Ravens traveling to Las Vegas to take on the Raiders. Raiders are +4. I've seen some places at +4.5 on this one. Ravens have had a ton of injuries, especially to their backfield running backs. They also had, I think they lost Marcus Peters on like back-to-back plays. They lost their running back and they lost, you know, the corner. I don't know which side really to bet on this. I kind of like the Raiders in this spot. I really do. But I don't think I'm going to bet on this game. As of right now, I'm recording this. It's 10:40 in the morning. Right now I don't have a bet on this, but don't be surprised if you're on my social media later and you see like a screenshot of a bet slip, because I ended up betting on the Raiders, because that probably will happen. So, but that's all I got. I like the Raiders tonight if I was gonna bet, but as of right now, I don't think I am. I did want to give a quick shout out to this girl I follow on Twitter who gambles. She also listens to the Billy Madison show. Her name is Caitlin? Yeah, it's Caitlin. I think it's like C Blizzard or something like that on Twitter. She had a funny ass thing. So apparently she threw away a parlay ticket because she had on her parlay ticket, she had Lions +8.5. And so at one point, the 49ers were just beating the shit out of the Lions. So it didn't look like that had a chance. Lions make this dramatic comeback. I think they end up losing by 8. She had already threw away her parlay ticket that was worth $250 in winnings. She couldn't find it, so that sucks. That's tough. I've never had that happen before, but I've also never lived in a state where it's legal to gamble, so I don't usually have tickets like that. All my stuff's done online, but it's just a lesson for all you guys out there. Listen, if you go and you bet in person and you get an actual betting ticket, you got to wait till all the games are over, all right? Caitlin learned a valuable lesson. I hope she learned a valuable lesson this weekend, but that's still, that has to be a tough feeling to know that you just threw $250 in the trash. I told her I was going to give her a shout out because that is, it's a tough but funny story. All right, I'm going to get out of here. That's going to do it for episode 2, season 4. I'll be back Wednesday with a little midweek update to see what we're looking at ahead of Friday. Again, if you want to get in on that Pick'em contest, hit me up, DM me. I'll select one person each and every week. Follow me on social, BMS_Derek, D-E-R-E-K. That's on Twitter and on Instagram. And I will be back Wednesday.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.